This is the State of Things live from Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio. Thank you. A woman dressed as a 1960s secretary sits in front of a vintage typewriter. Then she asks people to share their unedited political opinions with a stranger. That is part of the I Wish to Say project created by Cheryl Oering. Cheryl's written a new book, Activating Democracy, the I Wish to Say project, and it's based on her 12-year running performance piece on this very subject. Cheryl Oering is also a professor of art at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and she joins me now at Triad Stage. Cheryl, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about the, I want to find out about the book, but this project's been going on for 12 years. Tell us about the project, because you've been on the show once, but remind us what the project is.
Well, basically, 12 years ago, almost 13 years ago now, I had an idea to go out on the streets with my typewriter and ask people all across the country what they'd like to say to the president. Now, this started during the George W. Bush second reelection campaign back in 2004. And at that time, I really, you know, I had no funding, I had no support, I just had a typewriter and a desire to go out and talk to people. And it started in the San Francisco Bay Area, in Oakland and San Francisco, and there was this sort of feeling from the people that I talked to that I had to keep going. And so throughout that 2004 election year, I did dozens and dozens of shows across the country, and it kind of spiraled from there. You know, then I started getting some support, and it's happened, you know, every election year since then.
You call it a show. It is a performance. Mm-hmm. What about that performance makes it work, the typewriter, the formality of it?
Right. Well, the typewriter serves as sort of a curiosity and draws people in. And what I found, Frank, is that it creates a different kind of conversation. So people come up to me and they want to know what I'm doing. And then when I tell them what I'm doing and ask them a question, you know, if you, what would you like to say to the president, basically, it creates an open dialogue.
But I also think, like, if I walked up to you on the street and said, hey, mm-hmm. what do you think about the election? I'd hear some stuff. But the idea that you're sitting there at a typewriter, I think when people know it's going to be written down, there's a kind of formality in the way they kind of organize their thoughts or no?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing I'm finding, I found this in the past, but maybe even more so this year, is that the project is very much about listening and this idea of active listening. So that when someone sits down at a table across from me, they see that I'm listening really intently, I'm taking down their words verbatim, and they really feel heard. They really feel like they have a voice.
Do you think that changes the way they construct their ideas or at least their expression? The fact that you're really listening?
I think it absolutely does. I mean, what often people might say, you know, I don't know what I'd say to the president, or, you know, I need a little bit of time to think about it. So they gather their thoughts, and you actually see them doing it. It's a fascinating process.
So you've been doing that. You've got this collection of cards and responses to that question, what would you like to tell the president? Now, the book goes beyond that, letters to from strangers. You've been actually getting essays now from artists and scholars. Tell us about that.
That's right. So the book is called Activating Democracy, the I Wish to Say Project, and it is a bit of an odd bird. So it has a collection of the postcards that people have dictated to the president over the past 12 years and photographs of those people. But it also has essays by artists, art historians, a political scientist, different people who are writing about their work as it connects to my project. So for instance, there's an essay about the power of small acts by a curator. There's an essay by George Scheer here from elsewhere about the idea of lingering. There's an essay by Chloe Bass, who's another artist who's worked here at Elsewhere, about the idea of the question in her work. So I basically took keywords from my work, the question, the city park, the look, things like that, and then invited other artists whose work intersects with that keyword to write about their work.
Maybe you can give us a sample now, would you?
Yes.
Do a reading for us?
Yes. This is actually we'll start with the introduction. One of my students at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro recently asked whether I'd ever typed a postcard of my own. On February 10th, 2004, I wrote during a show in Oakland, which was the second show ever, "Dear Madam President, when I was growing up, Geraldine Ferraro was a candidate for vice president. I was certain that before long we would have a woman president. It has taken many years for this to happen, and I wish to say I am very proud of you. Good luck with the tough decisions. Sincerely, Cheryl Oering, Brooklyn." There weren't any women candidates who made it to the primaries that year, so my card was pure fantasy. Back in 1984, Ferraro was the vice presidential candidate on the Democrats' ticket with Walter Mondale seeking the presidency. They lost in a landslide to Republican Ronald Reagan. Fast forward to today and to conversations with my daughter, Shira, who wants to know why there's never been a woman president. For some time, when she was 5 or 6 years old, she even told me she wanted to be the president. She hasn't mentioned it lately. I just hope the world hasn't stepped in and convinced her it's not a job for girls.
Cheryl Orring, reading from her new book, Activating Democracy, The I Wish to Say Project. She's going to give a talk at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem next Thursday at 6 o'clock and is here with us in Greensboro today. So tell us about the presentation of these, when how you got these postcards out to the public.
In the book?
Well, not in the book, but initially, you're obviously you're listening, you're engaging with people, but how does anybody else know about them in
your display?
There's
a couple things. There have been exhibitions over the years. There's actually one right up right now at SICA. It's part of the Dispatches exhibition curated by Cora Fisher. Pretty amazing show about the intersection of art and politics and journalism. So there's a display there. There was a show last summer in Brooklyn at the Smack Mellon Gallery. So there have been different exhibitions. Then I also make artist books, these little handmade books that are in the collections of various university libraries, et cetera. But maybe the most exciting thing that is still to come, actually, Frank, is that the UNCG Library is working on a digital archive that will have all of the cards that have been typed over the many years of this project, and hopefully that will be up sometime early next year.
Can you give us a sample of some of the cards? Maybe you can read a few of those for us as well.
Of course. The three I'm going to read, these are from a show at Bryant Park in New York last April. Dear candidates, from New York's melting pot, let's build bridges, not walls. The Brooklyn Bridge is a great example. That's from Tony of New York. And that was actually a common sentiment this year of people really wanting to have a less divisive discussion. To the future president, it's time for economic justice, particularly for those who work the hardest and are paid the least. It's time to repay the debt to those whose ancestors have built this country. As you know, and may or may not acknowledge, economic justice disproportionately affects Black and brown people who live in this nation. It's time to strive for equity, reaching the deepest for those whose need is the deepest. This cannot wait, from Henry Murphy II. And then Dear Trump, dear Mr. Trump, I am a fellow citizen. I would like to speak to you with all my heart. I have been living in the U.S. for over 35 years, and I am proud to be an American for 15 years. I just want to continue to be proud of this country after this year. This is a concern to me and my immigrant community. I want to scream out, God bless America. Sincerely, Man May Lai.
Cheryl Orring, reading from her new book, Activating Democracy, The I Wish to Say Project. She's going to be at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem next Thursday at 6 o'clock. There's something obviously intimate about this, both the process of gathering and then just listening in on the thoughts. Again, some fairly carefully constructed thoughts on the part of individuals. Our political discourse is anything but intimate, and I wonder if this is a kind of archaic artifact almost as much as your typewriter, in the sense that this is not the way we talk to each other.
That's right. And I think that intimacy is actually something people are really craving in this mediated digital era. So I found that this year, even more so than in past years, this act of sitting down face to face with a stranger and really listening had a very emotional effect on a lot of the people who took part.
What else did you take away? Obviously, this is a very, very different election cycle. What else did you take away?
Well, there were many people talking to me about how they wanted a different level and a different type of discourse in this country. People can't believe that the campaign is carried out over Twitter, for example. I mean, it's a little unbelievable. Yeah. So I think people are craving a bit of listening, hearing, speaking, and understanding.
You have a big event prepared for the presidential inauguration. What's that going to look like?
Well, I've sort of been compelled. It was interesting. I posted on Facebook, actually, that the march was happening, this women's march, and people started writing to me and saying, I'd like to come and type. I hadn't even said I was going to type. So that was quite an amazing grassroots response. So now I find myself organizing people from all over the country who not only want to come to Washington to type, but also who want to organize essentially type-ins in their communities. So it's going to be a pretty fun thing, I think.
Great stuff. Cheryl, thank you so much for sharing it with us. Cheryl Ohring is a professor of art at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. She has published a new book. It's called Activating Democracy, The I Wish to Say Project. It's based on her 12-and-a-half-year running performance piece. She's giving a talk at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem, and that will be on Thursday at 6 o'clock in the McChesney Scott Dunn Auditorium. And we always have details at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we're going to talk about a multimedia series that features the stories of LGBT folks living here in the South. You'll hear that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. But first, here is the music of Jazmae Kelly.